Assure-toi qu'il est l'homme parfait, celui qui veut t'épouser, celui qui veut t'épouser, avant que tu l'ouvres ton cœur. Assure-toi.
Rising kings and queens, this is DJ Bobby Payne, man. I'm here to say, wake up. You know how it is, each and every Thursday morning, we give it to you something like this.
Baby, can I vibe with you? Never like you. Baby, who gon' vibe with you? The same way that I do. Can I vibe with you? Lamp all night with you. Baby, who gon' vibe with you? The same way that I do.
But I'm gangsta all day, I need a bitch I can be soft with. She know I got a heart, even when I talk. Could never meet her at the club, cause she ain't on the market. I picture us together, I'm an artist. Bulletproof vests, when you with me, I'm a target. Whoa. You got that shit on, you wear it like you been on. Smelling like Chanel, ooh, don't get me started.
Oh,
I with you,
no.
You idolize me, yeah, I say I with you. Your baby hair is like a Shantae. If I put a baby in you, then you stuck. You can never leave. We ain't doing it. Kim and Kanye, my real ways. Rubbing off, I leave a stain on you. If you gang, I leave a 400 chain on you. I feel kind of weird talking to you through this verse. Just let me pull up right now and put this stain on you. Whoa.
Baby, can I vibe with you?
Baby, can I ride?
Damn, all night with you. Baby, who gon' vibe with you?
Oh,
the same way that I do. Baby, can I vibe with you?
Baby, can I ride?
Kinda deserve it. We done got it out the mud, climb to the surface. If I'ma take the risk, then it gotta be worth it. Yeah, cause look at all of the people I helped. Look at all of the pain that I felt. Yeah, all the that I kept to myself. Yeah, I ain't asking for nothing else. Long as my presence felt.
Got a shop in the back of the Bentley. Loaded more than 40 shots, so it had to be 50. They throw parade for it. We back in the biddy. Said if you love me, get an HGM tat on you. Yeah, and if you love me, steal some money. My circle smaller than the dot, I know all on with me. They say that oil leave a stain when it fall on your kidney. I bet your body do the same when it fall from this blicky. It's double cross a dog when they offer them penny. That ain't no loyalty on Jah, I can never forgive him. I got a that's gonna purchase whatever you send him. I got a to fork it over whenever she miss me. She can never forgive me.
The timing was perfect, but as humble as I am, kinda deserve it. We done got it out the mud, climb to the surface. If I'ma take the risk, then it gotta be worth it. Yeah.
Man, they know who I mean is in the spot, say that in. Man, never say it is when it's not, say that in. Young boy smoking peas in the drop, say that in. Young boy making meals off the block, say that in. Big racks, big racks, big racks, big racks. They big mad, big mad. They big cap, big cap. Big racks, big racks, big racks, big racks. They big mad, big mad. Big cap.
Man, we do this old GB. Handling it like CP. Diamond dancing like CB. Yeah, I see that young John Doe right by the front door. Benny Blanco part two, you
dinosaur, you.
I'ma run to the bank, Usain Bolt.
Cool flame, got your new crib, fingerprints for the gate code.
Back to the business, my youngins all drillers. Smith and Wesson like Emmett. Pete Miller, no limit. I ain't moving no pivot. I'll be getting cold shippers. I'ma flip and go get it all the time. I'ma get it while I fit it. Used to hate, now they giving. Talk about where we live, suckers line. Kinda easy when you listen to that G'd up sound. Young boys from the block, more
bitch from the COZ. Man, they know who I mean is in the spot. Say that in. Man, never say it is when it's not. Say that in. Young boy smoking peas in a drop. Say that in. Young boy making meals off the block. Say that in. Baby, tell me what's the
deal. This is DJ Bobby Payne.
Netflix and sex appeal. The real recognize the real. Baby, tell me what's the deal. Bring your body close and need to feel. Netflix and sex appeal. She told me that she loved the way we like to live. The drip, the whips, the finer things. I told her she should pour a drink, go pour some rain. Go pour it up, get lit today. She see an app, she wants designer things. The lights, the flies, the diamond rings. I said before you shine, you need to shine within. So take your time and try it again. So tell me what you need, you know I got it. Where you tryna be, you know I'm on it. Been going on for weeks, so let's be honest. Open up, I got the key, so let me lock it. I had to lock it down. Become too far to stop it down. I hold you up, I hold it down. I found my key, so where's my crown?
Hey, when it
yeah, man. Get ready to be entertained, enlightened, and empowered with the Empower Hour.
Pistol like buzz, issue with trust. Won't let no one get a piece of your love. Yeah, base it on loyalty, base it on us. I ain't the picture perfect type, but I'm making it up. You say you want a bad flip, but I can't get enough. I'm rich alone, but when I'm with you, I'm richer as forbidden food on apple juice, can I sip on the cup? Mix it with some 1942 and I'm beating
girl,
you up.
Girl, you chosen. Get up when you bust wide open. It's the ocean, I'm just imposing. That you give it to me and just me only. Yeah. Girl, you chosen.
This is DJ Bobby Payne.
One thing we've all learned from COVID-19 is that something small can spread quickly, like a ripple. If enough of us do our part by getting vaccinated, we can start a wave. A wave of Canadians helping each other return to the people and places we love. We can all help by getting vaccinated. Learn more at canada.ca/COVID vaccine. A message from the Government of Canada.
Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are now on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. available on Facebook at MTL Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Queen Kaya, Gina the Great, and Pharaoh. But before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens who are tuned in on Facebook and those who are listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Blessed, melanated, rising people. So grateful. So grateful to life. So grateful to the ancestors for being here. Mm-hmm. I ask that today's show, let it be very enlightening. Let it be very entertaining and let it be empowering. I ask that just that spirit of love, light, unity, and strength just be upon everybody who's listened to us this morning. And just keep everybody in that light spirit today. Hotep, amen, Ashe.
Ashe, Ashe, happy Thursday, June 10th. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm just working with a lot of moving parts these past few weeks. But, you know, I thank the universe for putting some great support systems in my space and coming in right on time. I had a nice little powwow last week with my cousin and my brother, and it was supposed to be just quick, like, hey, pass through, and it was like hours and hours, so we're gonna do a round two this weekend too, so that was nice.
All right, P, what's going on with you?
I'm upset about everything.
You're upset about everything? Wow, that's a way to start the day. That's really interesting. You're upset about everything. Tell us what you're upset about.
Yeah, so I don't know where to start. So I don't know. It started a minor debate on my Facebook where I see an ad for, it's like a culturally adapted come get vaccinated party, and I don't know, it vexed me a little bit. I'm like, why is this, like, what, there's music, food, like there, and but then okay, then I was told that they are making culturally adapted ads for everybody. They
okay, so it's not only ads.
I just haven't seen them yet.
Well, the algorithms will let you see what you need to see based on
Well, algorithm, I'm talking and I want to see some Chinese ads. I want to see some ads inviting the Chinese community to come get vaccinated.
You have to, it's not about you just putting it in the air.
Oh, no? Because that's the way it happens now. I say stuff on my phone just to show it to you.
Hey! So
I figured.
It's based on the Wi-Fi that you're connected to and what people are you. So your the IP address and what's going on around. So whatever people are surfing on that. Then that's what's
Look,
show.
I'm in old Montreal enough too, so I should see white people ads saying white people come get vaccinated. Woo! I'm just saying, I just find this is I just didn't like that. So anyways,
coming
that,
in hot this.
So that was
like
one of the things I was upset about. Second thing I was upset about. I made a mistake this week. I can't remember what day it was. I've lost track of all days and times except
that's
for
fine.
Today. I always remember today.
That's Thursday. Perfect. We need that in life.
I put on some jeans that are too tight.
Okay, P, explain to the people what's growing on with your tights. I mean, your jeans. Go ahead.
No, but like,
and you said you took a picture, eh?
Yeah,
but you guys
no,
know size.
I did. Okay,
your
I was gonna share the picture too. It's inappropriate.
It's inappropriate.
My wife told me not to do it.
Okay, cool.
Inappropriate.
Completely
but,
understand.
Yeah. No.
Is there more stuff that needs
nowadays,
to be showing than
you
stuff?
You don't want
to
get charged. Like, it could be sexual harassment.
Charged
it could
with
be
what?
Inappropriate. Indecent exposure. I don't know, but the point. Is, what I'm upset about is how come why are these men some wearing these tight pants
to each their own rhythm.
By mistake I put it because they didn't feel so tight when I put them on like they were a little tighter than normal.
Did they have a tight bottom a tight ankle is that what was going on with
no it? Not even oh my god
those?
No these are straight cuts that's even worse don't bring me there like the skinny jeans where it gets tighter where your foot is barely coming through the bottom like why are men doing that your foot's all big anyways look
hey,
the point is
the
I put
style.
On these jeans and like I was just angry like I like because I left the house wearing them and it wasn't that bad until like the day is passing and I'm like yo is this what is happening is this what people go through like it's just tight everywhere and then
everywhere
that's the best way I can say without being too indecent and it was just tight everywhere
okay
and then like as I'm sitting in traffic in the car I'm like yo I feel like my stomach is starting to hurt like as if as if all my children, my future generations are being crushed.
You know what?
Okay? That's why I'm upset. All right? Because I don't understand. Like, I'm about family.
You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm upset.
No, because really.
My own type tags.
No, because, like, why is this a trend? Why are people doing this? Anyways, I'm going to digress. But I had to bring it. I was like, yo, well vexed.
But who bought these pants, though?
But that's the next thing. I don't even know who bought these pants.
That is so hilarious.
I'm blaming my wife.
Why are you blaming your wife?
She buys... I don't shop.
Okay, she buys most of your clothes.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm not... I don't... Like, you know, Salsa Babe, when you go to buy something, pick me up a pair of... You know, I need a dark blue, a light blue, some black jeans. I don't know. Whatever. And I'll wear the same jeans for 3 years until I can't wear them anymore. That's just how I live.
It is what it is. To each their own.
You know what I mean? Yes, these things are not important to me. But anyways, the point is, I don't know how it ended up in the drawer. Knowing me, I probably got them in the winter and told myself, you know, these seems like some summer jeans. Let me put them on in the summer. And summertime came.
All right. My question is, did you lose weight? Did you, you know what I mean? Were the jeans baggy when you first put them on?
I don't know.
What is the scenario with your tights?
Did you hear my wife talk? Because she was like, you just gained weight. I didn't gain weight.
That's what I'm saying. Did you gain or lose?
Do I look like I gained weight?
I don't comment on nobody's weight but my own. Okay?
Anyways,
like, really, truly.
So, I know she was trying to say that too. She said, maybe you put on some
maybe
COVID
size.
Maybe
you put
size.
A little
and
size.
The point is.
I remember you can't do push ups no more, so, you know.
Anyways, that's my positive, my silver lining.
And wait, one more. You haven't been attending your Westcast.
Oh, wow. Thanks. Everything's coming up. Oh, why? You were there, Trish? You're there this week? Okay. That's. All right, I'll let it go.
Yoga.
Yeah.
I did my yoga.
Anyways,
I guess it's my turn.
I want to shout out for Xzinga. We exercise every morning.
I know you told me that, so that's dope.
My workout partner.
My week. I went to my first terrace on Friday night.
Nice.
The thing is, it was emptier than I thought it would be, though. I went in La Salle, where I live, of course. But it was cool. It was honestly fun, nonetheless. And guys, I have a dilemma. I always do. I am Miss Trish. I'm just about tired of my avocados being brown the minute I buy them. So I just need some suggestions from you. 3, 2, whatever. Where am I buying my avocados so they don't get brown and spoil as soon as I get them?
Yeah, but you have to buy in different stages. So
what
you
do
know,
because
you know you want your avocado today. When you want to buy it, you're like, I'm gonna make an avocado. I'm a sandwich with some avocado,
that's
right?
What I want. That's
so now
what I
you
want.
get the one that's ready, right? All the other ones you buy gotta be rock firm.
Okay, but from where, love? From where?
Oh, I like the marches. you know, like I go to like Marché at Water type of thing, but I go to Marché Maisonneuve.
Okay,
but
I'm really writing this down.
Honestly, I'm a Provigo girl.
Provigo, okay, yeah. All right.
So I'm a Provigo girl, but at the end of the day, I always suggest going to a market. Go to the market, and then you'll see. Because the thing is, for sure, as soon as they do that whole 3 for $5,
yep,
that's because they already know.
And they're soft like ever.
Yeah, they're like, you mean you want guacamole?
Or you, yeah, exactly.
So then you're
already
making guacamole.
That's
this
it.
Is what you got.
That's
so
it.
You gotta check for that. And then, so, I mean, get your guacamole ones for the one you need today.
All right.
And then the other ones have to be extra firm.
Thanks, that's man. It. I'm definitely going to do that. Provigo and IGA, those are one of my favorite stores.
Wow. Actually, like, IGA is an experience.
I love IGA. I went in there the other day, and I was like, oh, hallelujah. Like, can the angels were singing.
Can I just interject?
Okay, you sure can.
Community Contact last week plugged a new black-owned grocery store. Ooh, I'm trying to remember, or not, while you're talking, while we go through, I think.
Oh, is that Pointe Mavo?
So I can't. I'm trying.
They're out in Pointe aux Trembles, I believe.
Oh, okay, Trish doesn't have a car.
That might be a little far for Trish. I would have said that off bat. You already know.
Thank you very much.
But you know what? I do think they deliver. I don't know if they deliver all the way.
Put it back on your list.
I don't know. I don't know if it's that far, because, like I said, they're in Pointe aux Trembles. They're completely east, and you're completely west.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I scratched it off, hey guys.
Just call the OFC and say I want to support a black grocery store.
Do. You
and
guys know it.
I want the food to come to me. We'll make it work.
All right. Queen Kaya.
Grim Rising.
How you doing, darling?
Hey now.
How was your week?
My week was great. What's I'm good? Actually on Farrell's team this morning. I think I'm just mad about everything.
Oh, here we go. What's wrong
no,
now?
No, I agree. I was in the car on the way here listening to his story about the jeans. I said yes. I understand.
You said yes? Like a
no, I'm
going to
tell you something.
Amen.
I wore something. I put on some pants that I had wore last summer, and the pants fit me good. I put the pants on. The pants was tight as hell. Now, I'm telling you, y'all know I got a problem with being late, but I was super late because the wardrobe malfunction was real. So I go and I get down to the bottom of the stairs and get in the car, and the whole booty part of the pants split up to the back.
No.
Now, I don't got time for this. I said, you know what? I should just show up like this anyway. I should. I'm ready to show my ass. That's how I felt. I was just like, well, hell, the hell with it. That's how I really felt. I just said, just, you know. So I'm fat. My knee popped back out again last night. So I'm just mad at everything. I'm tired. You know, I want to do grown folks things without my knee popping out and socking and stuff. And for the record, last night, all I was doing was my sciatica stretch, and my knee still came out of socket. I'm disappointed in this knee.
Yeah.
I do a lot for this body. I don't understand. How disrespectful is that for the knee to just give
you know
out?
Oh,
so that
I'm
was
sorry.
My that's my take on this week right now. I'm just over it.
Okay, and it's soon over because today is Thursday. Oh, sorry, love. I'm sorry for everybody's knee and stuff and tight pants and all that stuff.
Kaya got some stuff for you.
No, I get it. The tight stuff, you know. And I understand why he was angry too. You know, all women who wear tight pants are angry. You know, it's a thing.
You know, you see?
Because it's hot down there.
Exactly. You see?
You can't breathe. It's digging into your
heart. It is hot.
And you know why? Your bum cheeks aren't usually tight together. It's like almost like, hey, there's no flow here.
Exactly. Okay. Like
you know,
happening?
It's kind of tight. And then it gets moist. It's just no good.
Okay. It's like a permanent wedging.
You see? So I didn't want to go so deep, but she's absolutely right. I felt like it was too close around my bum.
Yeah.
I was like, why do I feel like my bum is showing?
It's cupping or like it's getting cupped.
It's weird.
It's almost like someone constantly has their hands on their back,
really?
But like holding it up.
Yes. Because they're making these jeans for those without.
Okay.
So we're buying the wrong jeans.
Oh, and it's
because I remember
extra
I don't wear
support.
Jeans. I can't stand him.
Once upon a time, I tried to buy jeans at Old Navy. I was like, oh no.
You're
not made for me.
Okay.
Because I was like, how you flatten it till it's coming to the side?
Exactly. No, exactly.
I want onion booty.
Exactly.
Not pancake booty.
There's a big space in the back. Okay. It's just odd. I don't wear jeans at all. I don't like jeans. I don't wear jeans. I don't like them at all. Anyways, on that note, we're going to slip right into the headlines. Starting on not so great of a note, but we got to read this story because it's quite tragic in Canada. So a Muslim family in Canada killed in a premeditated truck attack. Four members of a Muslim family were killed in a premeditated vehicle attack on Sunday, Canadian police say. The attack took place in the city of London, Ontario. A boy, age 9, the family's only survivor, is in hospital with serious injuries. A 20-year-old Canadian man has been charged with 4 counts of murder and 1 count of attempted murder. The attack was the worst against Canadian Muslims since 6 people were killed in a Quebec City mosque in 2017. Now, I just want to add to this story. They did finally release his name. He is 20 years old. His name is Nathaniel Veltman, and he said he was said to be laughing when the police took him out of the car, hurling insults. Now, also the media is portraying him as this runner and this fisher and this very nice young man.
No, of course.
So I would like for you guys to elaborate on what you think about this when you heard it, if you read it, if you know about it. Talk about it. Gina first.
You mean the terrorist?
Yeah.
They forgot absolutely. That. I mean, they can still say that he fishes for fun and that he runs for fun, but let's call a spade a spade.
Absolutely.
The terrorist. Yeah.
Of course.
Because that's what he is.
Of course. But
that was a racially driven attack, murder, talk homicide. But we all know this is, anyways, I'm not saying nothing new. You guys all know if it's white, it's right in the media. And oh, they just went the wrong way. Something happened. They woke up. They had a bad day. Wasn't that one of them?
That was a couple of weeks ago.
The one in Atlanta, he woke up with he had a bad day. They have a bad day, but everybody else, we're savages, beasts, terrorists, gang affiliates and all these different things. So, you know,
I just think it's about time we stop supporting these medias. Like, yeah, they're going to be portraying the stories all ass backwards. Like that, like Gina says, it's a terrorist.
Yep.
Point you out.
Call it what it is. Kaya?
Well, I just like to say that we should just put them in the pan like everybody. Fry them. And we know what they're going to do. They're going to make them look like a hero and all that stuff. But I think we should just fry them. Fricassee them. Straight like that. slit him down the middle, fillet a fool, and put him in a pan and fry him. Straight like that. Shame on him. Shame on him. Shame on his parents.
Yeah.
Like, but
shame on the people who raised this psycho. Straight like that. I don't care. I'm blaming the parents.
You're absolutely right. And I just find that, unfortunately, we end up putting a lot of time on the perpetrator, on the...
Right.
Yeah, anyways, and not enough time on the family, because like you said, there's a 9-year-old who's left.
Yes,
now.
There is a 9-year-old.
Like what happens there? And like, and where's government?
Yeah.
Like, what happens? Like, where?
So many questions.
Anyways.
So many questions. We're going to move on to local news.
The government's getting us vaccinated.
No, They're busy. You are correct. Now, on to local news. So the Old Port of Montreal to close between midnight and 6 a.m. after a rowdy weekend. The decision comes after several gathered to celebrate the end of curfew. Okay. So Montreal Old Ports is closing from midnight to 6 a.m. starting Thursday. This comes after piles of trash were left in the wake of rowdy Montrealers who celebrated the end to the curfew with fireworks, partying, and even a few violent altercations. Riot police dispersed a crowd of several thousand people early Sunday morning after one person was shot and another stabbed in a fight at Place Jacques Cartier.
I don't know, John.
Well, you know what they say. The freaks come
out at night. What? The freaks come out at night.
This kind of feels curfew adjacent, but why we always got to pay... Do we have pictures of the rioters?
Of course.
Are they melanated?
Well, they don't look like you or me. They don't.
Okay.
They don't look like this team.
Well, no, because the story would have ended completely differently.
Exactly.
There was 50 arrests in all Montreal.
There you
there was
go. You know that would have been
rowdy crowd of hoodlums.
Exactly.
Hoodlums.
Exactly. Or certain members were known to police.
Yeah, known to police, so they arrested everybody.
Exactly.
Grandmas, children, everybody.
Exactly.
What? What?
This would have been the headline had it been another crowd of folk.
It's just we're just saying it
would have been different if it was melanated people who did all that stuff.
Wow, I'm very, very surprised. I'm shocked.
Really?
Yeah, I am.
Why?
I'm shocked because I just feel like, come on now, come on now.
Yeah.
We just can't get a break. And everybody else just got a break. I love it, though. I love it. It's good to see. It's good to know. Because I'm going to tell you, if they come for me, I'm swinging. They're going to be mad at me. I'm going to smack them so hard. And they're going to be like, did she just pop me in the face? I'm just going to pop them clear across the face. If you don't get your ass out of here, just get away from me with those things. Shame on you.
All right. Oh, gosh.
I'm tired.
Of course, we all are. Now, I'm keeping it in local news life in the yellow zone. Here's what you can do in Montreal as of Monday. The situation continues to improve in Quebec. Premier Frankie says at a news conference Tuesday afternoon, vaccination is going really well. Our reopening plan is working and we can continue. Quebecers were cautiously optimistic to the province's reopening plan and it would unfold, and we'll be happy to hear that most regions, including Montreal, will become yellow zones on Monday, this coming Monday. So we can travel. The government still won't recommend travel between regions, but it is possible. Private gatherings for the first time since October. Private indoor gatherings will be permitted for up to 2 households with masks and distancing. Funerals, weddings, and places of worship, up to 50 people will be permitted to attend funerals, double the current limit with health guidelines in place. The maximum number of people who can attend a wedding is also 50, and up to 250 people will be permitted in places of worship at a time with health guidelines in place. Yeah. I'm gonna leave that to you guys. Exactly. I'm like, oh goodness gracious.
I'm over it and I'm annoyed with all these rules and all these things.
We didn't talk about it.
I don't know. I'm just annoyed about that.
Yeah. And some of these things haven't changed for a lot of people. It's just
ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no comment.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Kaya, sorry, love. Go ahead. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Y'all didn't hear me roll my eyes.
Okay, I did.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Seriously. Yes. It's just about enough of that. We're going to move on to our neighbor, Ontario. Brampton judge cleared of judicial misconduct for second time over involvement with Black advocacy group. A Brampton judge has been cleared for judicial misconduct again over his involvement with an advocacy group for Black Canadians. However, like an earlier Ontario Judicial Council panel decision, aspects of Ontario Court Justice Donald McLeod's conduct were found to be incompatible with judicial office. Nevertheless, the decision means McLeod, one of the only Black judges at the busy Peel Courthouse, can resume his work on the bench after being under suspension since, listen to this, you guys, August 2019.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. And basically what he did is the coalition supporting Black people, and they're like, no, you can't really do
exactly.
that kind of stuff.
That's exactly
In right. other words, I'm just giving you guys the to-the-point recap.
That's it. That's perfect. I like it. Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, that's interesting because, you know, the judges who go to, like, golf courses where, you know, you have other affluent white or affluent Caucasian people and such,
mm-hmm.
like, we're playing that already. Okay. They do all these different things, and they're in these clubs. They are part of these private clubs and stuff like that. No one's telling them anything.
Mm-hmm.
So because he's part of a positive
mm-hmm.
right.
group of people, which we all know that we have problems with mm-hmm. Racial, just basically social injustice when it comes down to systemic racism. I find that interesting.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. We're just going to end it on a mental health note because we forgot to talk about this last week, which is Naomi Osaka.
Mm.
So tennis authorities violated law and human decency by forcing Osaka out of the French Open. Naomi Osaka is a phenomenal tennis player who is trying to manage a health condition. She asked for a reasonable accommodation and instead she got threats.
Yep.
So I think they don't consider, like, our mental health, especially for these athletes. Like, they do not consider it. What do you guys feel about that when you heard it, when you read it? What's the story?
Yeah, like, to me, I just feel that, like, as a people, we have a responsibility. Like, mm-hmm. they basically, exposed the poor woman. She wanted to, you know, she was getting anxiety and all kind of different
right.
things from the media runs and stuff that she was doing. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, yo. I think what she said, she's willing to pay the fines to not do the runs or whatever
right.
the case, and fine. They're like, nope, they forced her to do it. And then they exposed the letter that she sent, explaining her mental health issue.
They
and
absolutely
it was like,
did.
It's like, guys, like, when do we start boycotting all these tennis things? Like, make them feel it where it counts,
of course,
their pocket.
In their
like,
pocket.
That's
absolutely.
It. Like,
absolutely, I'm with that.
I think it's just time we have to stand up for each other.
Queens?
Did y'all hear also about, I think it was with Gabby. The gymnast, mm-hmm. where they didn't want to give her a perfect score because she attempted attempted and landed one of the most difficult stunt or whatever
mm-hmm.
Beam thing
mm-hmm.
that was only done by men
mm-hmm.
in the past. So she's the first woman to do it, and they're just like, oh, because it's too difficult, we're not giving you points for difficulty, and we're not giving you the perfect scores.
And
so imagine what that
and because they're just like she's too good basically.
Yeah, I've seen
she's
that.
Too good and they want they need to give other people chances to win.
I saw that.
This is the Olympics, right?
I saw that.
So when it comes to us, it's like, well, no, you know, you guys are 3/5 of a man. You guys are beasts. You're savages. So you have a one up. So you should be able to take care of. Right. You should be able to deal with the media.
Absolutely.
Your feelings don't matter. Mm. Your mental health does not matter. Mm. Go dance monkey dance for the media.
Mm. And we're gonna end it with Kaya.
Well, I seen something the other day that kind of like made me look at this in a different light. The reason for her breakdown, and I'm just kind of like, you know, it's. After Dr. Umar Johnson made the comments in regards to her not supporting the black community the way that she should be, why would she go and represent Japan when she could be representing Africa or any black American?
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the fact that that came out and then like 3 days later this whole thing about this mental health breakdown came out. I feel like it's very closely tied in. And those to those of you that are listening, I'd like you to go and just listen to what Dr. Umar Johnson says. I understand that some may not like the first part of his message because he's talking about interracial marriages or just having interracial relationships.
Right.
But he ends it talking about her and why it's so difficult. And why she might be having a hard time right now, because the media wants to know, why are you not representing your people? And if you're saying that this is who you're looking for backative from, well, then you need to come and represent us. Why would you go and represent Japan? And so right now, I think that might be a power struggle that she's really having, because she was challenged in that way.
Good
so
perspective.
I don't know.
I like that. Me too. I like that perspective.
I'm just going to jump in just a little bit, because I do want to... She is part Japanese. That is part of her heritage as well. And so me personally, I mean, both my parents are black. My mom's mixed, right? Mm-hmm. And my last name is Fernandez.
Mm-hmm.
I don't associate to that. That was my grandfather's name. He was born and raised in Haiti. You asked him, he was Haitian.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have that thing. Like, I have a Trini Haitian thing in my thing, and that's what I represent. Now, I have a brother who's half Greek.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who's playing for the Greek Olympics?
Mm.
In Vancouver. He's going to play for Greece.
Mm.
He identifies as black. His mother's Greek.
Mm-hmm.
So now all of a sudden now he can't talk about his blackness or whatnot, because throughout his whole life he's still black, but at the end of the day he's representing Greece in the Olympics. And so we can't just be like, oh well, no, you chose Greece. No
it's not really that, but
Canada,
we could use
him.
As many wins as we can for the
sure.
culture. And the fact that you would go over there, and because this is the thing, they know that you're half man, half amazing. So they're like, come and stand over here with us. So you might rack up a bunch of wins for this team over here, when truth be told, this is where you should be getting out racking up these points. We've been battling with this for years. So let's not pretend that that's not how the lines are drawn with the Olympics. So now you're gonna take your black behind over there and go and run with the Japanese folks? Come and sit over here in the corner before we get rid of you. And the black delegation will rule over this if you continue
but
to
there
go
are,
forth.
There are black people in Japan too, right?
And they ain't Japanese. I could be born in Japan. I ain't Japanese. I am still Kaya Schrouder Black, born in Japan.
But Yanis represents Greece. He's black African, and he represents Greece because he was born and raised in Greek in Greece in the NBA. I'm just saying, like, you can't tell somebody choose amongst you. She can still be Asian and Afro-Asian, however she wants.
I agree. She just stressed out now, Afro-Asian. She's just stressed out right now. That's all. Now she's stressed out.
She's stressed out. But on that note, we're not going to stress people out. We're going to go into Gina's goals and affirmations. But first, we're going to play her song of the day, which is Universe by Ty Dolla $ign featuring Kalani.
Universe was for me to win. I'm happier than I've ever been, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe was for me to win, yeah. The universe just gave me a lick. Sent down an angel so fine and so thick, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. Universe was for me to win. Send me an angel. I woke up smiling this morning, feeling so grateful. I'm tripping in 40 pointers, mama, I made it. I had a dream about this feeling and I claimed it. Yeah, I embraced it. I'm so blessed and I probably don't deserve all this. And I know that, yeah, I know that I'm a mess, but you see more than the surface. Girl, you're more than beautiful, you're perfect. Oh, oh, heaven only knows.
close. Oh, oh, oh. Way more than what I want, you're what I need. Gotta give it up, oh, 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 oh. You're more than what I dream, yeah. The universe was for me to win. I'm happier than I've ever been, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe must want me to win, yeah. The universe just gave me a lick. Sent down an angel so fine and so thick, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe must want me to win, yeah.
It hurt when you came down to fall like that. Suck the landing, of course, cause you all like that. Should've known it was God with no flaws like that. All in that, I risk it all for that. What I did in this life for the last to deserve such a past perfection. Maybe I will fight so it lasts to the next and beyond. Give me that blessing. Heaven only knows, oh, 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 knows it's being what I want, it's what I need. Gotta give it up, oh, oh, oh. You're more than what I dream, yeah.
The universe was for me to win. I'm happier than I've ever been, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe must want me to win, yeah. The universe just gave me a lick. Sent down an angel so fine and so thick, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe must want me to win, yeah. I'm up now, feeling like I just made a touchdown. 10 seconds on the clock, they can't stop us now. We on top of the world, me and my baby.
To crush now, couple seconds on the clock and they can't stop us now. Just me and my baby.
The universe was for me to win. I'm happier than I've ever been, ever, ever been, yeah. Feeling this could should be a sin, yeah. The universe was for me to win, yeah. The universe just gave me a leg.
Yes, 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 yes. I'm here for the winning. And that goes right into the affirmation of the week, new possibilities, new gains. Go for it. Because I'm definitely on that. I've had a couple of rough weeks and I'm solely here. Like, I'm just like, now it's on a reset. Mm-hmm. So you can either start today, you can start next Monday, whatever that is, whatever you need.
Mm-hmm.
Let it be new and forget the old. Live in the present, because that's all that's important.
Love it, love it.
So, you know, Trish, you talked about going on the terrace, and, you know, now that things are open, bars are supposed to open, I think, tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow bars are opening tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Restaurants are open and available indoors. Pub St. Pierre's opening June 15th. Yo! Can't wait.
Ooh, that's dope.
So, our goal of the week is to patronize our businesses safely and in droves. Y'all, one of my favorite restaurants didn't make it, man. They closed for good.
Really?
Yeah.
You have an incoming call. Oh, okay. Press 1 to accept.
Yeah, they closed. I called them. I was like, all right, y'all open. They're like, no, we didn't make it.
I'm so sorry.
That's sad, though.
That is sad.
And we take that lightly. Yeah, no, but it's nuts. Like, yeah. It's really, we lost businesses. Like, we don't really, you know, we take that really light, but it really sucks.
So go out there and patronize your favorite restaurants so that they don't go through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I know that the last time I was on, I was talking about doing June days, but I came across, I've been following for some time, but I don't know if you guys know Fit Dad CEO on Instagram.
I don't know that person, though.
He does these dad jokes that just make me LOL, and I want to share a couple with you today, and I'll be doing that for the month.
I like it. All right. I just say, just before you, I got scared. I thought it was Farrell's dad jokes yesterday.
Trish called me. She's like, you have dad jokes? I'm like, stop talking to me,
Trish. It was also 11 o'clock. I was really tired. I was like, please tell me you're not saying dad jokes. No. I'm very happy too.
They're not his.
Thank God.
So, guys, what's Forrest Gump's email password?
Box of chocolates? Huh?
No.
Run, Forrest, run?
One Forrest Run.
Hey! Very close.
One Forrest Run. Yeah.
I just guessed that.
How would anybody know that?
Because, you know.
It's not about knowing. It's a dad joke, folk. Come on.
Okay.
You guys used to watch Dawson's Creek?
Yes.
No.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
No.
Sounds like a
show. You never watched it?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, you know of it then, right?
Dawson's Creek?
Yes, I heard of it.
Doesn't it sound like the whitest show?
It was. Okay, well, what's Dawson's Creek?
Oh, shucks. I heard that song. Yes,
yeah. Okay. So what's Dawson's Creek's zip code?
90210.
Nope.
I don't want to wait.
90108.
Wow.
90108.
Wow.
90108.
That was Madeline.
Wow.
That was Madeline. Wow.
That was the corny. Matter of fact, you could feed chickens with that corny ass joke.
That was
super corny.
My God. Yeah, no.
They're dad jokes. So
that was cornbread.
I'm upset that Trisha's enjoying it so much. It's making me angry.
I can't believe I got it.
No, she really did get both. I'm angry. Can we go on?
Yes. Well, this is supposed to make you laugh. What's the problem?
No, I can't.
Well, so go ahead and share his Instagram. I put the link there.
I'm mad
for those who enjoy those little corny jokes.
I'm happy that Kai is not happy.
But he adds a little flair to it, because like he's acting like he's saying it to his son, and his son will give him the answer, and he'd be like, "No, dummy." So he adds a little extraness to it. So, Fit Dad CEO.
Those were amazing. Gina, I like those.
All right,
more
be
of those.
Ready.
Come on, P, you gotta be ready next time.
Oh, wow.
Kaya, you too.
Black Kemet gods, black Egyptian gods.
Uh-oh.
Summoned from heaven, blessed, dressed in only go yard, homie, go hard.
No, you guys, that was funny as hell.
Yo, for those who do not know, this is the OFC Business Zone. For those who do not know, the OFC stands for One Full Circle. We are the Melanated Community Resource Hub, where we focus on bridging the gap between the French and English-speaking melanated community and bringing you that melanated excellence. And don't forget our slogan, think of us first for all your community and business needs. So, there's a lot of awesomeness going on. So first of all, hold on, let me check and make sure that our phone system here is working. Microphone check. Hold on. Microphone check. Callers on the line. Can you hear us?
Good morning. Yes, we can.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Are we hearing you on ear?
Yeah, we're hearing on speaker.
Hold on. Let's try this differently. Microphone check again. Can you hear us? Okay, let's try this again. Wait, but that's odd. Okay, test again. You're here.
Testing. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Wait. Are we here? Oh, we're hearing you through this.
Through the phone, through the speaker.
Oh.
So while while Farrah works on that technical thing, I just want to mention, so we have some really interesting business zone guests coming up. The OFC has launched a Locals Helping Locals campaign. And I don't know how much I can say and how much I cannot.
Yeah, you can say everything.
Yeah, so they received a grant for $20,000, and what they did is they redistributed that to local melanated companies. And we're going to have them come on and talk to you about what they do, who they are, why they function, and why we should know about them, right? And so we're one chapeau, hats off to the OFC for doing that. Not too many organizations would take that money and put it right back into the community. So claps to that.
That's love. That's love.
Yes.
Thanks, guys. Microphone check one again.
Ah, there we go.
Okay.
And so we are going to kick off with WestCan.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not the first time we have WestCan, but we always love having them. And if you don't know by now, you should know. You better ask somebody, but you will find out today. WestCan is a folk performing company. And who do we have joining us this morning of WestCan?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
You know, we're doing good at 7:43 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as good as can be. So good morning, Montreal. Good morning, Empower Hour team. My name is Shiata, and I'm from WestCan Folk Performing Company.
Yes. It's just you this morning?
Just holding me the fort? This morning.
Yes.
Since we had some technicals, I have on the other line Production Sounds, who's also has an announcement about a event that we're doing in collaboration.
Nice.
But, he's on the other line, so I'm not sure how that would work if I merge.
Yeah, you should be able to merge him.
Okay, I'll do that just a second.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so, well, I'll take the opportunity just to let people know a little bit more about the locals, supporting locals. So I want to give a huge shout-out to websaver.ca. So, and actually, so we had gotten a grant from them, or like a sponsorship from WebSaver. And it was awesome because they came to us, and the goal was, how do we support businesses? How do we support the community, mm-hmm. period, right? And so for us, it was like, well, you know, we had a bunch of different things, but it was like at the base, it is economics, right? It is supporting these businesses, empowering these businesses to help the community. And with COVID, like, a lot of people were hit. So we said, okay, let's create a campaign. So we worked together and came up with the Locals Helping Locals. And the concept is very simple, where we basically give funds to 20 different businesses and organizations across the city. And what those funds are for is to advertise a poster in their window. Nice. And so we produce the poster. The poster is like a big 2-foot by 3-foot poster. It looks like cinema-sized poster. And the poster is basically promoting the location, but it also promotes 2 other community businesses.
Yeah.
So, you know, so it's a basic community supporting community, businesses helping businesses. It's a real, you know, it's a real collective initiative. And, you know, the OFC, we're all about, you know, coming and bridging the gap between the community. So being able to do that, it was huge. So big shout out to, again, websaver.ca for creating that opportunity. Big shout out to all the businesses. You guys are going to be blessed to hear about almost every business on the campaign as we go through. So that's going to be really fun for them and for you guys as the listeners. And shout out to our graphic designer, Mofri, and the printing company, Jacques Trouillot. You know, we made sure to keep it all within the community. So that was pretty dope.
Very good. And I'd say, like, you know, once upon a time, location was what was most important about your business thriving.
Mm-hmm.
And now in this digital media world that we're living in now it's brand awareness.
Yeah.
Right? So this is very important for our community to make that shift there too.
Oh, and letting you guys know, we're going to share the images. But when you guys see the posters in the windows, just pop in and say hi to the business owners. Yeah. Like, it'd be really cool to, you know, to say that, yeah, we you know, we're encouraging them. And because they're supporting other businesses, so it's good if us as consumers, we go and support them too.
Amazing. So Shiata, tell us what founded WestCan, what are you guys about, and introduce yourself to the people.
All right, great. Yes, so like I said, my name is Shiata, and I'm a member of WestCan Folk Performing Company. WestCan was founded over 40 years ago. Basically, we specialize in traditional Caribbean folk dancing, drumming, storytelling, theater, and singing and songs. So the group was founded 40 years ago by immigrants who came from the various Caribbean islands, mainly from Trinidad and Tobago. And in them coming here, they realized, like, they were still missing. They were homesick. They were missing that... The culture, the community, the vibes, the songs, the community gatherings, and so on. So they started to meet in, like, people's living rooms, especially around Christmas, singing little parang songs and so on. And from there, people had the idea, you know what, we should go and perform at somebody's this, somebody's that, and, you know. So that's how basically the group started. It started with people getting together, just sharing culture, singing, feeling a connection with Caribbean culture in a foreign land, right? And 40 years later, we've still maintained our mission. We're still promoting Caribbean culture. We are teaching second and third generation Canadians about their Caribbean heritage, Caribbean African heritage, as we are so very intertwined. Mm-hmm. Because when you talk about Caribbean culture, you're not only talking about the presence of the African people who were brought over to the Caribbean islands, you're also talking about the Dutch, the Spanish, the French, the East Indian influences, and that's what creates the mix, the mix-up of Caribbean culture. Mm-hmm. And that's what we celebrate. That's what we teach to our youngsters. That's what we... reconnect our older senior citizens with our program, and then also with our drumming, which is an amazing program run by Chantal Lewis-Agazi. She really helps to train these young performers as how to be a part of a symphony, let's say a drum orchestra,
mm-hmm. yeah.
for lack of a better word. Also knowing that you don't have to be the loud noise all the time,
mm.
right? It's not about rah, 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 look at me.
Okay.
It's about working collectively. If you're the one bass beat in a count of four, you're holding that strong, you know, and for the dancers and the drummers alike, we teach them about call and response. So it's really, there's a lot of things in our culture that kind of fall by the wayside here in North America because we figure, okay, you know, we're in Canada, we're in the U.S., blah, blah, blah. But there's so much richness, there's so much knowledge, and there's so much, there's just so much greatness.
Yeah, amazing. You mentioned the drums. It made me think of the Dave Chappelle joke where he's just like, for black people, once you hit the drums, that's what we need. that's what moves us.
Mm.
But to that point, too, is that it's not just about the dance and the music. There's a story that's being told in what you guys do. There's a reason why we wind our waist a certain way or pelt, or there's a reason why we drum a certain way. They are rituals, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's more than just beads and feathers. We teach about the cultural awareness, what it is that you're doing. And you know what? In all my years, I've been teaching dance for over 20 years. Let's say, I don't want to give away my age. But definitely over 20 years. And I don't think I've ever taught a student to whine. Because wow. we have mm-hmm. so much more to our movements, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. I love that.
Just winding our waist, yeah.
That's amazing. Huge. And so with the culture that is our this campaign we have going on, so where it's community support and community. If I have mm-hmm. to ask you why you feel it's important for a community to work together.
Oh, there's so many reasons. But I mean, the first would be to dispel the myth that we can't work together or we mm-hmm. don't work together.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing. And then also, like, we are nothing if we don't recognize our fellow man, right? Mm. Especially people who look like us and who can identify to the same struggles that we're going through. And and you know, just generally, like, we need to support each other. We need to show a collective front, you know, like we're all in this together, basically. Even if I know nothing about running a restaurant, but I know that you put a lot of work into it.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing about running a gym or a sports center, but like there's still a lot of dedication that goes into putting yourself out there as a business leader, mm-hmm. a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so you mentioned that you guys have an event coming up.
Yes, we have several events coming up. We have a jam-packed summer program right now. We have the first thing coming up is our children's recital. We continued this year throughout the COVID restrictions and everything. We continued teaching our programs online. And from that, we birthed this beautiful presentation where each group worked on a carnival dance.
Nice.
And basically, that is the theme for this year's recital. It's going to be held virtually. The children did eventually come into the studio and put on their costumes, their glitter, and everything, and they performed. And so we're going to be presenting that on June 20th.
Mm-hmm.
It's just look out for it. It's going to be released on all of our social media platforms, West Can Folk on Facebook and on IG, and also on our YouTube page.
Nice. Amazing. And where can people find you?
You can find us at westcampfolk@gmail.com to find out more information about that. And then we also have an event coming up, which is in collaboration with Production Sound. It's called the Caribbean Kitties Carnival.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'll use the wrong word. Caribbean Kitties Celebration.
Oh, nice. Even better.
Yeah, Caribbean Kitties Celebration. Production Sound, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, Production Sounds.
Yes,
I always feel like I have to yell that when I see you. I see Production Sounds like in Trinidad, random, like yes. as if it's down the street. Hey, Production.
It was cool. It was nice. It was a cool
set,
right?
Yep. Oh, I think we saw you more than once, but we were at the Fire Fest too.
Fire Fest.
Yeah. Right. No, we have to help we get down. Anyways, go through. So welcome to the Empower Hour.
Yeah, and the first time I actually, you know,
taking the vibes.
Listen to you guys, vibes to you guys. It's nice. I heard a lot of what you guys are. You guys doing good work. Keep it up as well.
Thank you.
You know, I am a CKUT member as well. Me Friday night.
That's it. Plug it.
Yes.
What time is your show? It's Friday. What time?
Yeah, Friday night, Saturday morning, 2 a.m. to 4 a.m.
You know it. Cool, good. And we'll continue to plug it. So yeah, so we have a children's festival. What do we call it?
Celebration.
Sorry, celebration.
A Caribbean kiddies celebration. You know, we just had the word in, so we choose this word.
Yes.
Caribbean kiddies celebration is a virtual edition. Basically, as Westcan said, and as you were saying, you know, the communities need to come together. So I have decided me, Westcan, Ruth, we come together and do something for the kids. So a lot of people tend to take the kids for granted.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, during this whole lockdown, everybody's studying themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Westcan and them, they do a lot of work with the kids, Ruth as well, with the mask. So I decided we come together and we do something for the kids, which is happening on June the 26th. It's virtual on Zoom. Also is from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Parents can register. It's for free. You get craft bags and things from Westcan. They'll talk more about that.
Okay.
And yeah, and so it's just for the kids to be educated about carnival, mass, and art and craft, and I know dance and free of themselves. You know, it's 2 hours, but it means a lot, especially to the kids. You know. Learning about the culture. So we have to keep that. Basically, we got to plant the seed, water the seed, and, you know, nourish it. So that's basically what we got to do as community leaders and community people as well.
Amazing.
Yeah. This event is definitely, it's all about the children. It's about, we are going to be giving them craft bags where they'll have the opportunity to decorate and personalize their own costume piece.
That
was a really exciting thing. So that's the collaboration from Roots, between Roots and Westcan, is that we said, like, let's empower the children. Let's let them know. Let's give them a sense of pride as to why and how to create a costume. So during the virtual party, the children get a chance to present their creation. So that's what the craft package is. So all parents interested, please call the numbers on the flyer. I believe
514-882-6066, or you can go check me out on social media, production Instagram, production JR, also Facebook, Junior Social Pressure. Check out Westcan, check out Root. The Google form is there. You can fill it out, and we will contact you instantly.
Perfect. And so good on you guys for giving the children an outlet to be able to burn steam and exercise in a time where they wanted us so confined. Again, when is this, when is the event supposed to take place?
Saturday, June the 26th.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear?
June the 26th.
Saturday, June, 20, June, the 26th.
Oh, June 26th. And when does registration close?
I think
open registration?
It's open, you know. And the more kids, the better. So we're just trying to get as much kids involved. You know, some people, Caribbean people, tend to have a tendency of being last minute. But, you know, we're just trying to get the kids involved.
You don't want to be last minute for this one because we do have to hand out the craft packages by Saturday, June 19th.
So by June 19th. Okay.
Yes, by June 19th. That's when we're going to have the big pickups for the craft packages and the gift bags on June 19th at Westcan Studio, located at 7419 Harley in NDG. So all that information will also be on the registration form once you click on the link. But, like Production Sound says, you can give him a call. You can give Westcan a call at 641-9149. And you can also reach out to us by email, westcanfolk@gmail.com.
Okay, for our listeners, I've also plugged it on our page as well. So it's on our Facebook page and within our Facebook group. So I definitely also want to encourage parents to get on this as soon as possible. Don't miss the opportunity. Don't disappoint your children. They will be sad if you do not get them registered in this ASAP. Westcan, you guys are doing awesome things. Production Sounds, you guys continue doing the great work you're doing as well. And shout out to Roots, just because, you know, Roots too.
Roots culture. Oh, they're amazing.
Well, thank you.
Can I just mention two more events that we have coming up for the summer? Because we're busy.
All right, let's hear it.
Yeah. We have, on a sad note, one of our members that passed, Ms. Andrea Holder, in honor of her and her business that she started from the ground up, they will be having a pop-up shop on June 26th and 27th. And so I just want to let people know that it's going to be at West Camp Studios. So we want to let people know that, you know, come by, support Andrea's family. They are liquidating her things from Africary. Also, we have at the end of June, also we have our registration for fall. So it fills up. We want people to get their children registered as soon as possible, and it's on a first come first serve basis. So look out for that registration for WestCan. And then the last thing we want to let people know is we're getting a lot of requests for private spaces, and we do have the studio located in NDG, and we want to let people know that it is available for private bookings, small gatherings, according to the COVID restrictions, of course.
About how many people are due to restrictions?
It varies, right? So who knows what...
yeah, you're right.
We try to stay safe and follow all the guidelines that are put in place.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Shiata, for joining us this morning. Everyone, all the information will be found on our page, Production Sound. Thank you as well, our fellow CKUT jockey. And so I wish you guys a wonderful day, and I look forward to all these events. You got us busy this summer.
Yeah, we are. Thank you guys for having us. We appreciate your outlet and your platform.
Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, so next we're bringing up DJ. Well, wait, I think I'm bringing him up. Is it coming up? I don't know, it's disrespect. Because I feel it's time for DJ Bobby Payne. Is that what time it is?
Musical break.
Never mad at a musical break, right. Except when the musical break doesn't start, when I'm trying to start the break.
Oh.
Is it?
That's right, we come to that time. This is the break in the Empower Hour. My name is DJ Bobby Payne. You can catch me on all platforms at DJ Bobby Payne, one word, spelled Payne, P-A-Y-N-E. Now let's get it, man.
Hands are tied, someone's in my ear from the other side, telling me that I should pay you no mind, wanting you to not be with me all night, wanting you to not stay with me. All night, I know, you know, who that person is to me, doesn't really change things, I know you're scared.